Stay tuned.
All right. The Bombers are hosting Hamilton for all the marbles at noon at Canada-In Stadium on Sunday. It's a blowout. Wear blue and cheer on the Bombers. They'll be handing out the blue towels as well. And I've got Lyle Bauer, the Bombers CEO, on the phone here. We have some tickets we'll give away in a moment. But Lyle, I could have sworn, I mean, this is the last game of the season here, unless, of course, we go on to host that playoff game. But earlier in the season, when things weren't going so well, I could have sworn I saw your face one day on the sidelines, and it was blue.
It might have been a blue streak.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
But I did. Okay. Now you be careful. You don't want to go there. But no. You know what? This is this whole blueout initiative. I got to give credit to our fans. This is a grassroots fan-based initiative where they're taking back their team.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, mm-hmm. It is unbelievable. I will probably open up this morning about 24-5, which, I mean, today's only Thursday, which is excellent. And I was talking to Michael Bishop earlier, and I said, might be time for a little Steamin' Willie Beeman. You watch Any Given Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Steamin' Willie Beeman. And actually, Jamie Foxx is Bishop's cousin.
Wow.
So it's kind of funny, and then you got to watch Al Pacino's pregame speech. So if that don't get you going, there ain't nothing in this world that will.
You know what? You're right. If you talk about movies, and we have about great sports movies before, you should. I think Joe asked this of Mike Kelly one day, if he ever threw on a great movie like that for the boys sometime during practice week, like Any Given Sunday. Not a bad motivator.
Not a bad. I think I've watched it 35 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least.
Well, if one thing, Lyle Bauer from the Bombers, one thing we know about you, you're fairly passionate about the gig, no matter what, from the days long ago when you're on the field. And I do say long ago, okay, to these present days as the CEO. So it's been one of those seasons where, boy, a lot of emotion, a lot of ups and downs.
Well, you know what? But this is what it's all about. This is absolutely what you play for if you're a competitor. I mean, this is it. It is all or nothing. And why not? I mean, that's what it's there for. And, you know, our players appreciate our fans being there. And I know it. I think if we're not sold out, we'll be very, very close to it. But this truly is what you're there for.
What it's all about.
Absolutely. Because you know what? Yep. It's a win and go on, and it's a lose and go home.
Go home.
But that's why everybody plays. And you know what? It's gonna be a lot of fun. The storylines, I mean, are outrageous. I mean, with Kevin Glenn coming back, and Gochi and Goodspeed and the whole crew, and I just think it's she's a movie script.
Yeah. You know what, Lyle? We spoke with Kevin Glenn on the show yesterday. And he promised that he would do his best to play well, but not win.
I don't believe Kevin.
Okay, Lyle, as the CEO, start of the season, somebody says to you, you can go Montreal Alouettes 13-3 or 14-3 through the final game of the year, or you can be in this situation with everybody talking about the game, the biggest game of the year, all the marbles on the line. What do you pick?
Oh, I'm picking the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say,
the
interesting thing about this, though, is that despite all of the emotion and everything else and all of the hating and all of the talk, you're still going to sell out the ballpark on Sunday.
You know what? But this one was going to be way more fun than the Montreal-Toronto game. Let me put it. This is going to be absolutely exciting, and you're right. But this is what gets the blood going, the energy, the violence, everything. It's just perfect.
It's going to be a great football game.
Yeah, and you know what? It's who would have thought? I mean, the schedule makers must be extremely pleased in the CFL right now. And you know, when we were 3-8, if you're to say, you know, this is, you got a chance for this position, would you take it? There's no question everybody would take it.
So maybe not at the start of the year, but certainly after 11 games.
Oh, yeah. No question about that, Coach. You know that.
All right. Now, so it goes Sunday. We do have tickets, and we have a nice Blue Bomber package from the Bombers store as well, with the T-shirt and the hat and everything else, so you can blue it right up. And the question I'm going to ask you, and Lyle, I think I know the answer to this, but Lyle will tell me off the air. He'll remind me anyway. How many Grey Cup rings does Big Bauer have? Okay, because if you're not old enough, he used to play.
Oh, come on, Tommy.
Thanks, Lyle. Don't go away. I want to find out how many rings there were, because I'm getting a little older, too. I can't remember.
All right, thanks a lot.
8:17 with Tom and Joe.